And we have Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian over at the Appleton Public Library, on the phone with us on this sunshiny Tuesday afternoon. The sun has a little heat to it today.
I totally agree. I mean, it is just kind of sparkling out there, isn't it?
That's right.
You know, as you peek around those large areas of snow so you can see if someone's coming at you before you pull out in an intersection.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of snow.
I don't know. Yeah. I tell you, I feel for anyone that has to do the snow removal for, you know, cities, counties, states. It's an incredible job that they have this year.
Yeah, it sounds
That's
like
incredible.
Yep, and sounds like it's gonna pile it on Saturday and Sunday again. So it'll stop sometime.
And I hope so. Yeah. So. Anyway, we have a few interesting things going on at the Appleton Library. We are in the month of March, and so we have started our event called Food for Finds. Basically, what that means is March is Food Shelf Month, and so the Appleton Library wants to encourage people to donate food for the food shelf. And then what we will do for every can or box of food that you donate, we will forgive $1 off of your fines, up to 5 cans or boxes and $5. So it's kind of a win-win because you are donating food to the food shelf, and then, of course, you are getting rid of some of those fines that are kind of a pesky thing to have once in a while. So if you are interested in participating in this Food for Finds event, stop on down at the Appleton Library and bring some food for the food shelf. We do have a listing of some different food items that the food shelf would be interested in. Pretty much it's non-perishable items, although, that's kind of the easiest thing to have us put in boxes. But we've got a whole list, and if you're interested, check out our Facebook page or our website for that list, or stop in at the library. You can peek at it as well. And we hope that a lot of people participate in our Food for Finds event so that we can keep paying it forward.
Yeah, that's a neat program. Is that local, or is that statewide, or through Pioneer?
Our library system has several libraries that are participating in this Food for Finds event, so you'll have to check with your local library. It's always optional in our 32 different locations that we have throughout this area of Minnesota, and so check with your library to see if they are participating in it. I know in Swift County, all three libraries, Appleton, Benson, and Kirkhoven, are participating, but that's about all I know for now.
Okay.
Anyway, but yeah, check to see. If nothing else, since it's March, it's Food Shelf Month, consider donating something to the food shelf. You know, they also like cash. That is something that they're always looking for, because then they can purchase specifically what is needed. So something else to consider.
All right.
Also, coming up at the Appleton Library this Wednesday, the 6th of March, we've got a couple of programs. We've got our ABE computer class with Steve Starrood. So for all your computer or technology questions that you have, please stop on down and from 4 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, March 6th, and then he'll also be here on the 20th of March. And he is just such a patient individual, really a great person to help you with all those technology needs. Also on Wednesdays, all the Wednesdays in March, you can stop on down here and try some coloring. We have all sorts of different supplies and materials to encourage that relaxation and maybe get out of the house a little bit so that you can break the winter doldrums out. And we've got Louisa Rolfsmeyer here, who will guide you through the relaxation of adult coloring. So kind of a couple of fun things coming up this Wednesday. Also, our adult winter reading program is continuing. In fact, it will continue through the 31st of March. So if you have been interested in joining our reading program, it is a reading program for adults. You just read books and earn prizes. There's no stress or pressure. It's just kind of something fun to do. We also have coming up a couple of other events next week. Next week, we've got Pajama Story Time on the 12th of March, which is a Tuesday, at 6:30 p.m. And so we'll have stories, crafts, and a tasty snack. And then on Thursday, the 14th, we've got our Live Well, Age Wisely 55 and Older group that meets to talk about a variety of topics that come up as you're getting older. Not that we're getting any older at all, huh, Paul?
Yeah. Well, we're not.
No, we're not.
I am. I don't know about you, but...
I'm thinking about it, I think. Huh? And then also we have delayed our Dr. Seuss Magic Show. It was supposed to be in February, and we delayed it due to weather. And so hopefully we picked the good day. So next Saturday, the 16th of March at 10 a.m., we will have a magic show here at the Appleton Library. So keep those things in mind, things that are going on this week, and then things that are coming up next week. Because we always have something new and exciting going on here at the Appleton Library.
Yeah, you really do. So, well, I'm interested to know what people are reading, Cindy.
Well, there are a few kind of exciting things out there that people are reading. We've got The Chef by James Patterson and Max DeLallo. It's a Caleb Rooney, a police detective and celebrity food truck chef, must clear his name of murder allegations. Never Tell by Lisa Gardner has a couple of people investigating whether a particular woman shot and murdered her husband or not.
Mm.
Kind of a theme here. Mission Critical by Mark Greeley, the eighth book in the Gray Man series, has court gentry must track down assassins. New in nonfiction is The Threat by Andrew G. McCabe. It's the former deputy director of the FBI describes major events of his career and the ways the agency works to protect Americans. That sounds like an interesting book.
Mm-hmm.
Spearhead by Adam Makos, an American tank gunner, faces enemies in Cologne, Germany during World War II. And The Uninhabitable Earth by David Wallace Wells is how climate-related crises may cause food shortages, refugee emergencies, and other catastrophes.
Mm.
And another new item on the nonfiction list is Never Enough by Judith Grisel. A former drug user who became a neuroscientist gives insights on addiction. Kind of some different interesting books that are new mm-hmm. and exciting. So we've got a lot of new things that are going to be popping up now the end of March and April. So if you've got a favorite author that you're interested, stop on down and let us help you find out if they have a new book that's going to be released.
All right, real good, Cindy. Well, where can people stop on down then and maybe look at a website that you have?
Sure, you can stop in and visit us at the Appleton Public Library here in the Appleton Civic Center. Give us a call on the phone, 320-289-1681. Visit us on our website at Appleton Public Library. MN.com. Also, friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on at the library. It's really quite a good location to check things out. Plus, I also did just recently post the new March newsletter. I have a double-sided newsletter that I put out each month, and I have paper copies here at the library if you'd like to pick one up. And if you want to take a peek at our Facebook page or the website, it's posted on there as well. And that gives you a complete list of all the different activities that we have coming up here at the library.
All right, Cindy, thank you, and thanks for letting us know what's happening at the Appleton Public Library.
Sounds great.
All right, that's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian of the Appleton Public Library.